A reading from the Gospel according to John. At that time Jesus showed himself to his disciples, and after they had eaten, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Look after my sheep." Then he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was upset that he asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" and said, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I tell you most solemnly, when you were young, you put on your own belt and walked where you liked. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and somebody else will put a belt around you and take you where you would rather not go." In these words, he indicated the kind of death by which Peter would give glory to God. After this, he said, "Follow me." We revisit the important moment when Jesus' growing relationship with his disciples reaches its high point. Throughout the gospel, the relationship has changed from servants to children, to friends, to brothers. And now the crowning moment of the Gospel of John, two simple words, "Follow me." There is such a depth of meaning and vocation in these two words. It is impossible for us to comprehend how to do it well. It is for that very reason that we prepare ourselves for Pentecost. Only the Holy Spirit can fulfill this vocation to follow Christ's example as shepherd in our own lives. The "follow me" is renewed for Peter after betrayal and failure. So it is with us. Once given to Jesus, the call to follow him is renewed. No matter how often we fail or fall away, the call is renewed as often as we need it until we heed it. Today we also rejoice in the example of those, even unbaptized, who responded and received this gift of faithfully following Jesus. The martyrs of Uganda include unbaptized catechumens and faithful of other denominations into our calendar of saints. Their integrity in the face of corrupt claims on their bodies gives us hope and encouragement to also follow Jesus. Let our following of Jesus also find ways of bringing an end to the exploitation, violation, and gratuitous killing of young people everywhere. Jesus empowered his followers with the gift of the Holy Spirit. May we accept that gift anew, so as to follow Jesus ever more closely and make the world ever safer for its youth.